It's scary movies. It's 92925 to text us. Did that? That wasn't scary, was it?
Not really. No.
Can you try it, scary?
Do you like scary movies?
It's weird. Your face was weirder. No. All right. It's 6:14 right now. Good morning. It's Nikki in the morning show with Sam and Mark and Kim. We're waking up to 8 degrees. 11 is the high. We've got some rain, actually a lot of rain, 5 to 10 millimeters. It was coming down on my way in.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to end this afternoon. Then a mix of sun and clouds. So the sun will come out after all.
It's a perfect setting for the beginning of a horror movie. All the rain coming down.
Yes. So they did this study where they actually hooked human beings, adult human beings, up to heart rate monitors and had them watch scary movies to see which movies affected their heart rates the most.
Got them pumping.
So based on this study, science has concluded what is the scariest movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll go through the five that didn't make the number one spot first, okay?
But that were still up there.
They were still up there.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hereditary.
Haven't seen it.
Didn't watch that one. The Conjuring.
Bits and pieces.
I'm literally scared just saying these titles. Like, I'm taking a deep breath. Insidious.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch that one?
No, I've heard it's very
scary.
You've
heard it's very scary?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably been a decade or more since I've watched a legit scary movie.
Because you're incapable
of... I'm scared.
Of-
I felt like it would get in me.
Yeah.
And I used to, you know, I wouldn't watch anything that, like, was dark or sad or, you know, I only like to watch, like, fun, happy things, like Modern Family, basically.
Right.
But I think this actually, I don't know why, I guess middle of the pandemic, life is crazier than you could ever expect anyway. And I'm, more than ever, I'm open to watching something scary.
Yeah. Well, didn't we learn a couple weeks ago in the news that watching horror, or people that like watching horror movies, deal with the stress of the pandemic better because you're kind of like, you brace yourself.
Because you're ready for it.
Right.
Yeah. Your body's used to going through that stress, basically.
Pandemic mode, ready.
Yeah, I just feel stronger than ever. We're living a legit nightmare. Like, how can a horror movie be worse?
Exactly.
Okay, so this is what they concluded based on people's heart rates is the scariest movie of all time. Take a listen.
You think these are serial murders?
I don't know. First one I found dates back to the 60s. The only link between all these cases is the symbol.
The symbol is associated with a pagan deity named Bagul. He consumes the souls of human children. Early Christians believed that Bagul actually lived in the images themselves and that they were gateways into his realm.
That'll do it.
That freaks me out.
A little bit. They couldn't think of a scarier name than Bagul. Look out for Bagul.
Is that all you took from that? Seriously?
I know.
No, but those sound effects were
right?
Yeah.
It got me, Kim.
Yeah, sound effects.
Yes.
Not Bagul. Bagul.
Now I can't watch it. You ruined it, Sam.
That's what happens.
That's all I'm going to be thinking about throughout the whole thing. I hope Bagul has a small role.
He's all bark, no bite. Don't worry about him.
That is allegedly, despite Bagul. There's allegedly no scarier movie in existence than Sinister. That's what it's called, okay? So if you have the guts and you check it out, please let us know. We want to know. And if you can measure your heart rate, even better.
Yeah. Okay. And don't watch the sequel, Sinister 2, The Return of Bagul. That's just...